Krishna. Reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Lila, Chapter 4, Text 191. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is describing the transcendental body of Srila Sanatana Goswami and why he's not repulsed by it. Mahaprabhu said, "The body of a devotee is never material. It is considered to be transcendental, full of spiritual bliss." Srila Prabhupada's purport. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is trying to convince Haridas Thakur and Sanatana Goswami that a devotee whose life is dedicated to the service of the Lord is never in the material conception. Because he always engages in the service of the Lord, his body is transcendental and full of spiritual bliss. His body should never be considered material, just as the body of the deity worshipped in the temple is never considered to be made of stone or wood. Factually, the deity is directly the Supreme Personality of Godhead without a doubt. The injunctions of the Padma Purana therefore state, Arche Vishnu Siladir Gurusu Naramatir Vaishnave Jatabudhi Yasya Va Nariki Saha. The deity worshipped in the temple is never stone or wood. Similarly, the body of a Vaishnava, fully dedicated to the service of the Lord, is never considered to belong to the material modes of nature. 192. At the time of initiation, when a devotee fully surrenders unto the service of the Lord, Krishna accepts him to be as good as himself. Mahaprabhu continues. When the devotee's body is thus transformed into spiritual existence, the devotee in that transcendental body renders service to the lotus feet of the Lord. The living entity, this is quoting from Bhagavatam 11:29-34, the living entity who is subjected to birth and death, when he gives up all material activities, dedicating his life to me for executing my order, and thus acts according to my direction, at that time he reaches the platform of immortality and becomes fit to enjoy the spiritual bliss of exchange of love mellows with me. Purport. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 11:29-34. Prabhupada says, at the time of initiation, a devotee gives up all his material conceptions. Therefore, being in touch with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is situated on the transcendental platform. Thus, having attained knowledge and the spiritual platform, he always engages in the service of the spiritual body of Krishna. When one is freed from material connections in this way, his body immediately becomes spiritual, and Krishna accepts his service. However, Krishna does not accept anything from a person with a material conception of life. And when a devotee no longer has any desire for material sense gratification, in his spiritual identity, he engages in the service of the Lord, for his dormant spiritual consciousness awakens. This awakening of spiritual consciousness makes his body spiritual, and thus he becomes fit to render service to the Lord. Karmis may consider the body of a devotee material, but factually it is not, for a devotee has no conception of material enjoyment. If one thinks that the body of a pure devotee is material, he is an offender, for that is a Vaishnava parad. In this connection, one should consult Sanatana Goswami's Brihad Bhagavatamrita 1345 and 23139. Text 195, Mahaprabhu continues. Krishna somehow or another manifested these itching sores on the body of Sanatana Goswami and sent him here to test me. If I had hated Sanatana Goswami and had not embraced him, I would certainly have been chastised for offenses to Krishna. Sanatana Goswami is one of the associates of Krishna. There could not be any bad odor from his body. On the first day I embraced him, I smelt the aroma of chatushama, a mixture of sandalwood pulp, camphor, agarwood, and musk. In fact, however, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced the body of Sanatana Goswami, by the Lord's touch alone, there was manifest a fragrance exactly like that of sandalwood pulp. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, "My dear Sanatan, do not be aggrieved, for when I embrace you, I actually get great pleasure. Stay with me in Jagannath Puri for 1 year, and after that, I shall send you to Vrindavan." After saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again embraced Sanatana Goswami. Thus, immediately, Sanatana's itching disappeared, and his entire body resembled the color of gold. And seeing the change, Haridas Thakur, greatly astonished, told the Lord, "This is your pastime. My dear Lord, you made Sanatana Goswami drink the water of the Jatakanda. And you actually generated the consequent itching sores on his body. And after thus causing these itching sores, you examined Sanatana Goswami. No one can understand your transcendental pastimes." After embracing both Haridas Thakur and Sanatana Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to his residence. Then both Haridas Thakur and Sanatana Goswami, in great ecstatic love, began to describe the Lord's transcendental attributes. In this way, Sanatana Goswami stayed under the care of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and discussed the transcendental qualities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with Haridas Thakur. And after they saw the Dholayatra festival, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Sanatana Goswami fully about what to do in Vrindavan and bade him farewell. The scene of separation that took place when Sanatana Goswami and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took leave of one another is so piteous that it cannot be described herein. Sanatana Goswami decided to go to Vrindavan by the very forest path Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had traversed. Sanatana Goswami noted from Balabhadra Bhattacharya all the villages, rivers, and hills where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had performed his pastimes. Sanatana Goswami met all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then, traveling by that same path, visited the places through which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had passed. As soon as Sanatana Goswami visited a place where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had performed his pastimes on the way, he was immediately filled with ecstatic love. In this way, Sanatana Goswami reached Vrindavan, and later, Rupa Goswami came and met him. Srila Rupa Goswami was delayed in Bengal for a year because he was dividing his money amongst his relatives to situate them in their proper positions. Purport. Although Srila Rupa Goswami renounced his family life, he nevertheless was not unjust to his family members. Even after renunciation, he returned to Bengal, where he properly divided whatever money he had and gave it to his relatives so that they would not be inconvenienced. He collected whatever money he had accumulated in Bengal and divided it amongst his relatives, the Brahmins, and the temples. Thus, after finishing all the tasks he had on his mind, he returned to Vrindavan fully satisfied. The brothers met at Vrindavan, where they stayed to execute the will of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami collected many revealed scriptures, and from the evidence in those scriptures, they excavated all the lost sites of pilgrimage. Thus, they established temples for the worship of Lord Krishna. Srila Sanatana Goswami compiled the Bhagavatamrita. From this book, one can understand who is a devotee, what is the process of devotional service, and who is Krishna, the absolute truth. Srila Sanatana Goswami wrote a commentary on the 10th canto, known as Dasamattapini, from which we can understand the transcendental pastimes and ecstatic love of Lord Krishna. He also compiled the Hari Bhakti Vilas, from which we can understand the standard behavior of a devotee and the full extent of a Vaishnava's duty. Srila Sanatana Goswami also compiled many other books. Who can enumerate them? The basic principles of all these books is to show us how to love Madan Mohan and Govindaji. Srila Rupa Goswami also wrote many books, the most famous of which is Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. From that book, one can understand the essence of devotional service to Krishna and the transcendental mellow one can derive from such service. Srila Rupa Goswami also compiled the book named Ujjana Nilamani, from which one can understand to the fullest limits the loving affairs of C.C. Radha and Krishna. Srila Rupa Goswami also compiled two important dramas named Vidagdha Madhava and Lalita Madhava, from which one can understand all the mellows derived from the pastimes of Lord Krishna. Srila Rupa Goswami compiled 100,000 verses, beginning with the book Dhanakeli Kamudi. In all these scriptures, he elaborately explained the transcendental mellows of the activities of Vrindavan. The son of Sri Balava, or Anupam, Srila Rupa Goswami's younger brother, was the great learned scholar named Srila Jiva Goswami. After renouncing everything, Srila Jiva Goswami went to Vrindavan. Later, he also wrote many books on devotional service and expanded the work of preaching. In particular, Srila Jiva Goswami compiled the book named Bhagavata Sandarbha, or Satsandarbha, which is the essence of all scriptures. From this book, one can obtain a conclusive understanding of devotional service and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He also compiled the book named Gopal Champu, which is the essence of all Vedic literature. In this book, he has exhibited the ecstatic loving transactions and pastimes of Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. In the Satsandarbha, Jiva Goswami set forth the truths about transcendental love of Krishna. In this way, he expanded 400,000 verses in all his books. When Jiva Goswami wanted to go to Mathura from Bengal, he requested permission from Srila Nityananda Prabhu. Because of Jiva Goswami's relationship with Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, who were greatly favored by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda Prabhu placed his feet on the head of Srila Jiva Goswami and embraced him. Lord Nityananda Prabhu ordered, "Yes, go soon to Vrindavan. That place has been awarded to your family, to your father and uncles, by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and therefore you must go there immediately." By the order of Nityananda Prabhu, he went and actually achieved the results of his order, for he compiled many books for a long time and preached the cult of bhakti from Vrindavan. These three, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and Jiva Goswami, are my spiritual masters. And so also is Raghunath Das Goswami. I therefore offer prayers at their lotus feet, for I am their servants. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj says. Thus I have described the Lord's meeting again with Sanatana Goswami. By hearing this, I can understand the Lord's desire. These characteristics of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are like sugar cane that one can chew to relish transcendental juice. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishnadas, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. Hare Krishna.